Okay, so Rabosai, we're going to look at the Tosis in Sachin Daf Gimel Mebeis. This story that we have in the Gemara, so it's only brought in Derech Agav, as Rashi points out, because of the fact that this pretender, this non-Jew who pretended to be Jewish and was bragging that he had eaten Karban Pesach, and as a result of Avihuda ben Beseira's wisdom, he was exposed for the fraud that he was, and he was put to death. It's only mentioned because of the fact that we had the earlier story of the fact that they were bodek after a certain Kohen who spoke in an inappropriate way. It's not a Lashon Nekiya, a Lashon Meguna, and that led to a Bedika, and they found him to be a problematic Yichus. That was mentioned earlier. So then we have this Inyan as well, which requires a Bedika as a result of the chashas that were aroused, and he was exposed. That's why it was mentioned. But Lamaisa, this Gemara ends up bringing up a lot of other issues that are not in any way connected to Lashon Nekiya, which was earlier, or Pesachim in general, except that it's Karban Pesach. Okay, so we discussed in Be'ez Hashem last year two issues that we brought in from the Minchas Chinuch regarding that Rashi says that Rav Yehuda ben Beseira himself was not in a position to kill this person, which suggests that had he been in the position, he would have done it. And the question is, how can he do it? Where's the edus? We only have the confession of the individual, and apparently that would have been good enough. That's what the Chinuch says, and the Minchas Chinuch made that depend on the problem of in Adam Karvei Tzol Atzmo, whether it's a Psul Karov or not an Eid at all, and Nafkamina would be regarding a Bnei Noach. That was one issue. The other issue we discussed is the very crime itself that's punishable by death. What was the Aveira that he violated, and the pasuk that he quoted, Kobanecho Yochabo, and the other psukim of Tosha Vesachilo Yochabo. And we saw a question between the Smag and the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch focuses on whether that's an Isser on the non-Jew itself, or it's an Isser on the Israel, not to give, not to feed the non-Jew. And we saw that seems to be a machlokes, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch was wondering if you hold it as an Isser on the Bnei Noach. On the Bnei Noach himself, we understand that that was the Azhar that he violated, and therefore he's Chayiv Misa, Azharasan Zuli Misasan. But if you hold that the Isser is not on him at all, like the Kesef Mishnah explains with Das Rambam, so then what would be the basis for the Chayiv Misa? And we saw a couple of suggestions made there, the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, that it could have been, he says it could be general Shavuot Mitzvot, but then he says it could have been specifically Gezel in terms of the fact that it belongs to Shamayim, except that there's Rishus given, Mishuchan Gavoah Kazachu, to eat the portions of the Karban. But if you're not allowed to be part of that Achilas HaKarban, because you're excluded, then it comes out, you're eating it is violating Gezel. Therefore, that was the violation. Yeah, then we had a general Hakira, maybe the nature of this Isser is not per se an Isser on the Israel that feeds or on the Ben Noach that's eating. It's really, the Isser is Halach and Karban Pesach, Memela, that's why there's an Isser on whoever, but it's really, the Isser is really more a din than the Karban Pesach. All right, that was what we did last year. Two other issues that are going to come up in the two Tosis in here that are also very much general issues, but they happen to be relevant to the story. So the Tosus here, Ba'ana Achiluna Mishufi Shufri, that's going to discuss the question of Stam. Is there a Nemanis that exists for somebody to come and claim that they're Jewish? Because the fact that he was getting the Karban Pesach, obviously had they checked initially to see if he's really Jewish, they would have right away found out that he wasn't. The fact that they were trusting him suggests that it's okay for someone to say that they're Jewish and they have a Nemanis. Is that in fact true? Is that a raya from our Gemara? Or is it not a raya? And if are there possibly other Gemaras that could prove this issue? And obviously we have to think about in the back of our minds, if you hold that there is a Nemanis, what's the basis for the Nemanis, right? What would be the reason that you can believe someone just by saying that they're Jewish? They went to a Gerus or whatever it is. Okay, Zaktosis. Ba'na achilna mishufi shufi, right? And I ate the best of the Karban Pesach. They were feeding me, they were giving me to eat from Karban Pesach. Mikan ein raya shenamin l'cho haba lefaneinu v'omer Yisrael ani. Tosfos says one could have thought that this Gemara is a raya that anyone who comes forward and says, I'm Jewish, they're believed. They're believed, sounds like, for all halachas. Sounds like even yuchsin, in every respect, you can take their word and accept it. Tos doesn't make distinctions with gabi wat, but the fact that they give him Karban Pesach to eat, it could have been they're not allowed to give a non-Jew. How do they know he's Jewish? So maybe you have a raya from here that we can believe anyone who comes forward and says, I'm a Jew. So Tosis is deflecting the raya. Many Rishonim think that this is a raya. Tosis and Yevamis, we'll see, believe that it is a raya. Tosis here says it's not a raya at all. Why not? The shiny hacha. Here, it's different. Here, I understand why he can be believed, and it wouldn't necessarily be true in other cases. Why is it different here? Derob Yisrael hayu. Vazrinan basaruba. What does Tosis mean? He's coming to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, at the time, the season that people are converging on Yerushalayim for Aliyah LeRegel. So who are the people that are situated in that area coming around Pesach time? If Ruba deruba deruba are Jews. And therefore, when someone says, I'm Jewish, in a context where the robe of the people who are gathered are Jewish, so that's easy to say why you can believe them, because you have the robe. But Stamazai in a vacuum, just like that, if you have someone saying, I'm Jewish, maybe you won't necessarily believe them. You don't have rov. That's what Tosis is saying. I have to see soon in Tosis and Yevamis where Tosis is not convinced that in fact is correct. We'll see in a few minutes. Let's just see the whole Tosis first. The Tosis says, this is not a raya. Our Gemara would not be a raya. But I have other Gemaras that could prove that a person is believed to say they're Jewish. Ach, yesh lavi raya miperek acholetz. The Amare, Zil Gali, O Nesiv Bas Minach. Okay, what's this Gemara? Mem Hei Yivamis, Nistama, you had a chance to look it up. So it was a person whose father was non-Jewish and the mother was Jewish. And he comes before Rava, I think it was Rava, just double check. And he didn't know what to do as far as who he can marry. First, yeah, it's the bottom of the Amud. So, first, he came to Rav Yehuda. He said, "Hard yourself, O Nasir Basminach, the Chiaso Kami de Rava, O Gali, O Nasir Basminach." Basminach means marry someone similar to you, that the father is non-Jewish and the mother is Jewish. So there's a female that has the same intermarriage in the parents. So you marry a girl that has the same issue. But the first suggestion, Rava says, Gali. Gali means going to exile, people don't know you. The same idea as what was said by Rav Yehuda, Zila Tamar. Go to a place that they don't know who you are. That was a different mindset, but this is Rava. So what do you see? Gali. Say the Galos, Rashi, Makam Shaloya Kirucha, Yitnu Lecha, Bas Yisrael, Kshera. So in other words, if they don't know you, then you don't have to tell them anything. Don't tell, don't ask, don't tell. Don't tell them that you have a Yichas issue with the father, and Mela, you can marry anyone because they'll give you someone to marry. So what do you see? That you're not, that there's a nemanis because you say you're Jewish. No situation about Leo Laregel with Rov Yehudim. It's Stama case. Gali, go somewhere and say you're Jewish, and Mela, you'll marry someone Jewish, fully Jewish. That's one raya. Okay? Second raya. Bechein, me'ahi da'asol kamid Rav Yehuda, va'amar nisgayarti Beini lebein atzmi. Another Gemara in Yevamis. So you have a story of somebody comes to Rabbi Yehuda. This is in Daf Mem Zayin over there. Now the halacha is you need a geiris to be b'snei beizdin, b'snei shlosha. So what does he say? He suddenly claims that the geiris was not done ka halacha. He tells Rabbi Yehuda, now he's already been married and he's had children, and he suddenly comes to Rabbi Yehuda and he confesses that he's not Jewish. Because my geiris was not done in front of a beis din. I went to the mikvah, but nobody was there watching me go to the mikvah. Nobody was asking me to be makabel mitzvahs. It was done without a beis din. Amalei, so Yehuda said to him, Nemanat lifso es asmacha, v'yata neman lifso es banecha. We believe you regarding yourself, because regarding yourself, you have nemanis to say that you're not going to marry a Jewish woman now, because you're not going to stay married or marry whatever it is, because you're saying that you're usher as a non-Jew. So if you claim that you are now in the status, so regarding yourself, you have credibility. But it's not going to impinge on your children. The assumption is that they're Jewish. Why is that? He could say, I'm Yisrael, and then he's believed. So therefore, Lugavi the children, he can't disqualify them. So that's a second raya from Yevamis. Our Gemara wouldn't be a raya, but the two Gemaras in Yevamis, the one with Rava who said, go somewhere else where they don't recognize you and they'll give you a woman to marry, and this Gemara, second Gemara.
Rabbi? So now,
yeah, question. Go ahead.
Can Rabbi explain the reasoning for that? Like, just because the children can say they're Jewish, we have a reason to believe they're not Jewish because the father said he didn't have a good conversion. Why would they be believed? Why should we believe them?
So what you have to, what you're asking is a good question. We have to finish the Tosfos. I want to do the whole Tosfos and then stand back and say, what is the basis for the Nemanus? In other words, Tosfos says here it's not a riot, but what is it everywhere else? It is a riot, but what is it based on? You're asking a very perfect question. What's the chat? Why is he believed? Where does this Nemanus come from? Tosfos is leaving us in the dark about the underlying rationale. Tosfos does this. I have two Gemaras, not three, two. Our Gemara wouldn't prove it, but I have two Gemaras that show that a person who comes and says, I'm Jewish, we take them at their word. You're asking, good. Where do you see it? Why would it be true? Now, if I had our Gemara, so our Gemara has a good answer because of Rov. Now, the emes is, I might as well mention it now already, the truth is, that if you saw Tosfos and Yevamis, one can make the case that every situation is a Rov. Why is every situation a Rov? Because whenever someone is coming in front of us and saying, I'm Jewish, most people that come before us and say, I went through conversion, probably did. So within the context, in the more limited context of people who are coming before Beis Din to state the fact that they're Jewish, so most of those people are in fact Jewish. So why not take the Rov that you have within the context of people coming forward and make that the basis to believe them? Tosfos wanted to use a Rov as the basis to believe the person about the Korban Pesach in our Gemara. Right, so what that could in fact be, but that obviously can't be shot in our Tosfos because Tosfos is assuming that you don't have a Raya except from the Gemaras and Yevamis. Tosfos only saw the Rov in our case. Tosfos didn't assume that you go after Rov because most people coming forward are Jewish. So what would be the basis for the Nemanus according to our Tosfos? Yes, Yaakov? Yeah? You with me? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm not sure.
No, so you're asking, what is the basis for the Nemanus? So let's wait and see. What could be the basis for the Nemanus? Why would he be believed?
Right.
Okay, so let's finish the Tosfos first. Tosfos has a problem from another Gemara. So one more Gemara in Yevamis that Tosfos has, and here already Tosfos says, we have to figure out a teretz. Says Tosfos, what about the following Gemara? The Hada Amar Ba'acholetz, that's Memvavam Beis, all Gemaras right next to each other. The Yanim of Geiras are found in the fourth parak of Yevamis. So what the Gemara says over there, Tosfos quotes, a drasha. Nisha Baba Amar Gerani, Yochun Nekablenu, someone who comes and says, I'm a Ger, you might think that we can accept him. Tamalomar Itcha, the Chiyogo Itcha Ger. So Itcha b'muchzakecha, that you have to have some kind of presumption that he in fact went through a Geirus. The Gemara is as follows. Tanu Rabbanan, in the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis. But the Tosfos, there's a Tosfos there that I had you look at that appears in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Misha ba v'omar gerani yochol nekablenu. Talmud Lomar Itcha b'muchzak lecha. Then it continues. That's the drasha. Then the Gemara says further. The Brisa continues. Ba the eid of imo minayin. How you know if he has eidim that you can believe in? Tamrom v'chiyago itcha ger ba'artzachem. Then it continues. Emi al ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz minayin. Tamrom itcha b'chom makom she'itcha. The wise say ba'aretz sarach la'avi raya b'chutz la'aretz ein sarach la'avi raya. Did Rabbi Yehuda? The Chachamim say no. Both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz Tzarech L'Havi Raya. Then the Gemara says, what do you need to talk, being a pasuk by Eda Vimo? Kralamali. The Gemara says what the case would be, why you need to bring a pasuk to tell me that you believed in that case. But either way, we have a drasha that says, bin muchsak lecha, that you don't just believe a person by the fact that he says that I am Jewish. So, l'chaira, that's against the two Gemaras that we just quoted in Yevamos, that there is a namanis, we don't know yet where it's coming from, for a person to say they're Jewish. The Tosu says you have to explain the following in that Gemara. Hasa mairi, b'mukzak lan ba'avasei she'em nachrim. The ilavachi neman b'migul di bayam ha'yisraelani. The answer is that, to the contrary, a person could say, just like that I'm a Yisrael, like we prove from the other two Gemaras. The drasha is going as follows. If you have a chazakah, that as far as you know, and you can see the parents were non-Jewish, so then you're not going to be believed to say that the chazakah changed, and what, and you went through Geirus. Because if it wasn't a case like that we knew that the parents were not Jewish, so then of course he could say I went through Geirus, because he could say that I'm Yisrael. That means a person is Neman, because Tosus took for granted a person is Neman to say I'm a Yisrael. Again, why, we have to figure out. And therefore, the same way you could say I'm a Yisrael, you could say I went through Geirus. The answer in that Gemara, why say I went through Geirus, is because we knew that the parents were not Jewish. That's the Tosus by us.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Perhaps this is what Rebbe's been asking and what Yaakov asked before. But doesn't it seem like circular logic that Tosos is trying to prove that you're Naaman to say Yisrael Ani, and then in his answer at the end, he says, oh, and that's not a question, because it has to be that it's talking about a case of a chazakah that they're Nacharim, because otherwise he could have just said Yisrael Ani, he would have been Naaman. But isn't that the whole point? He's trying to prove that that's true. He hasn't proven that. Isn't that right?
But the point is, because he already proved that you're believed to say Yisrael Ani, so you're going to have to learn Pshat in that Gemara, that which it says in that Gemara, that you're not believed, and you need the Muxik Lach, it's because we're talking the Muxik Ba'avasar She'em Nachrim, because otherwise we already proved from the other Gemara. So it's already a given that that's true, that you can say Yisrael Ani. So you obviously have to reinterpret that Gemara, that the reason why you're not believed is because it's going against the Chazakah, so you couldn't have said I'm Yisrael. You couldn't have said I was born Jewish, because you know the parents were not Jewish. So therefore, the halacha is you can't say I became Jewish. But if a person, so the issue in our Tosus is a person believed to say, I really should have clarified them before, the issue in our Tosus is, can a person say, not I went through Geirus, because that wouldn't necessarily be automatically believed, because if we knew, like we see at the end of the Tosus, if we see that we knew that the parents were not Jewish, then in the Chanami, you're not believed to say I went through the Geirus. If we didn't know that his parents were not Jewish, then you believed either to say I'm a Jew, born Jewish, or you could say I went through Geirus because of the Migu, that you could have said I'm Jewish. That's what comes out of our Tosus. The Raya would be from the two Gemaras and Yevamos that he quoted. The Raya, says Tosus, could not have been proven from our Gemara, because our Gemara, there's a rove of Jews who come to be Olaregel. That's the Tosus over here. We're still in the dark about why you'd be believed to say you're Jewish. But that's the basic assumption. If you believe to say you're Jewish, you could also be believed to say, I went through Geirus, unless we knew that the parents were not Jewish, because there's no Migo anymore, that you could have said that I'm Israel, because we knew that you're not born Jewish. What happens in Tosus and Yevamos? Tosus and Yevamos on that Gemara, in Muxak Lach, is dealing with the same issue. Tosus is assuming that a person could be believed to say that they are Jewish. And so, by the same token, they should be believed to say that they went through Geirus, because they could have just as well said that they're Jewish, born Jewish. But that Gemara seems to say that you can't just be believed to say that. You can't just be assuming that the person went through Geirus. The Tosus is going to deal with the same issue, but from that Tosus, we'll see that Tosus thought it was a Raya from our Gemara as well. Unlike our Tosus, who was Docha the Raya from the Gemara in Pesachim, because of the fact that there's a Rove, that people go be'ol regel, Tosus says that doesn't enough of a reason to differentiate. Why not? Omer Rabbeinu Tam. This is Shita Rabbeinu Tam, this Shita that a person can be believed to say that they're Yisrael. The Dafka b'di'adinan da'avi ovi kochav me'ikara. This Gemara, this Drasha, that he can't say I'm Jewish, because he can't just accept him, it has to be b'muksak l'cha, is only when we knew that he was born non-Jewish. If we didn't know that, Meheman, why? Migul, because he could have, the Ibayama Yisrael, I need the Meheman. And how do you know that if you said Yisrael and you believe? Kibimashma Beresh Mesachis Tzachim. The Biltan had the Rayas Margamar. Gabi Ahio Vikachavim, Davi Salit, Vachil Tzachim, the Yerushalayim. So you have a first Gemara in Pesachim Dav Gimel that a person could come and say I'm Jewish. The Ein Lo Masses of Inutan, the Ein Lo Med Shiny Hasa, Davi Samchi Aruba, Davi Israel. Oh, maybe it's not a raya. Maybe the fact that he can be believed, he was believed for Karban Pesach is because of Rov, what Tosus suggested by us. The Beit Tam rejects that. Why? The Rov have boyin lefaneno b'toras. Yadus, Yisrael, hey, he says there's always a Rov. Even a separate from Alila Regel. Every time you have people coming claiming that they're Jewish, Rov people that do that are Jewish. So Rabbeinu Tam is showing you that you can't make that differentiation between the case in Ar Gemar Pesachim and Stam case of someone who comes forward. Because the Rov exists everywhere. So Rabosai, if I ask you a question right now, we don't know Pshat and Artosis why Tosis feels that there is a nemunus for somebody to say that they're Jewish, they're born Jewish. We don't know if they're Jewish. Right? We don't know if they're Jewish. And they say that they're Jewish. And there's a nemunus that comes together. When they say they're Jewish, we believe them. In Artosis, clearly the reason could not be Rov. Because Tosis says when you have a Rov, you are believed. And that's our Gemara. The Rov is most people going to the Ola Rega. So, obviously, whatever the reason is, it's not Rov. Now, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosus Yevamis says, don't tell me it's not a Raya from Pesachim because of the fact that there's a Rov, because there's always a Rov. Okay, so now I ask you, if Pshan Rabbeinu Tam, so why are you believed? Maybe Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is, you're believed because of Rov, because of that Rov that he just said. Is that the normal way you'd read the Tosis, or you smash about the Rabbeinu Tam saying no? It's not because of the Rov, because of some other reason. But don't tell me that there's any difference between Pesachim and everywhere else, because you always have a Rov. Elamai, I don't reckon with that Rov apparently. What does Rabbeinu Tam mean? Elamai, that's why you believe because of the Rov. Everyone hear what I'm asking? Do we have a possible reason for Rabbeinu Tam in Tosis and Yevamis that wouldn't help Tosis in Pesachim? No, what do you say, Rabosai? Could Tosis Pesachim at least be based on Rov? So, there are those who want to learn it. Maybe it's a Chazon Ish who wants to learn that Ilchanami, Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is, it's because of Rov. Rov people come forward would be Jewish. That's why you believe them. Tosis, obviously, in Pesachim couldn't learn that way. Tosis doesn't assume that you have a Rov generally. It's only over here that you have a Rov. So why you believe in general? It must be something else.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
If it's a din in Rov, and just each time that like a situation like this would happen, it's like Nemun because of Rov, then why would Tosus have to bring other Rayas? Like, wouldn't it just like suffice?
Right, here doesn't seem to reckon with the Rov that exists in general. He doesn't acknowledge. He says, the Rov, if there's a Rov, it's only a Rov by Alila Regel. So I don't know what he would say if there is in fact a Rov or not. Most people that come and claim that they're Jewish, I don't know. It's interesting. There's a Tshuva Ramosha and Evna Ezer Chelk Aleph. He seems to be Nogei Lamaisa, obviously. It's a Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Geirin. Shitas, different shitas on this issue. But Ramosha has in Siman Vav the following. A woman who's irreligious, who comes and says that she's Jewish. So he says, in this case, he brings a court to Tosus and the Rosh and Yevamis Mem Zayin, that a person who comes and says that I'm Jewish, is considered to be Jewish. So Moshe says, I'll tell you something, that Shita is not only when we see them being Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. El af ala mirasam levad shehu Yisrael, havi rov Yisrael. See, Moshe took the basis for the nemanis of a person saying I'm Jewish, that we see in our Tosus and Yevamis, to be based on Rov. But Moshe takes the Rov more than we would do it. We would say, why is it a Rov? Because most people who are practicing, observant people, keeping mitzvot, and then they say that we're Jewish, so within that category of people who are observant, practicing individuals according to the Shulchan Aruch, and they say they're Jewish, so that's a rov, that's a solid rov. Rav Moshe says, even if they're not practicing, because he says, Akum lo yomro al atzmam sheim yisraelim b'chol medinos sheyadua deruba deruba the akum, if most of the people in those countries are non-Jews, and many of them, if not all of them, could be Sona Yisrael. Moshe was talking here, I don't know what year this was written, it was an early tshuva probably, it's in Chelk Aleph Eben Ezer. So many of them, he says, Ulai kulam him Sona Yisrael, umisbaishim lo mashem Yisraelim. And certainly if there's a woman, again the case must have been such a woman, if she's married to a non-Jew, that if she would also be a non-Jew, she wouldn't want to say she's a Jewish, that she's born to Jews. So therefore you can believe her to say she's Jewish, according to Shita Satosus, because why would a woman who's married to a non-Jew, so she's not observant, why would she say she's Jewish if it's more convenient for her to assume she's not Jewish? So it must itself mean that that's the basis of the Nemanis, but Rav Moshe calls it rov. I see in this Rav Moshe, between the lines, that he understood pshat in why there's a Nemanis for someone who comes forward and says, I'm Jewish, the reason why you believe, because of rov. I believe the Chazon Ish learned that way also in Pshat and Tosus Yevamis, but the emphasis is the Lashon of Tosus is not so mashma that way. Because the way Tosus presents it, he says, I have a raya from Pesachim, from the story about Korban Pesach. And don't tell me it's different over there because Ro people who came to be Ola Regel are Jews, and that's why you believe, because every time you have people coming forward, it's a Ro. So it sounds like he's saying, and therefore, it's not the rov. For whatever reason, we don't look at the rov. That's not what's going to count. The way that it seems that they're learning, Rav Moshe and Chazon Ish, they're learning, so Elamai, the answer is you have a rov everywhere. In other words, so the same way you have a rov, the same way you have the rov in Korban Pesach, by Ola Rego, you have a rov everywhere. The words of Tosus don't quite say that in Yevamis. Tosus says, the ain lomar, the shiny hasam davi samchi aruba, the habachom makam nami aruba. If you would have read those words, would you have read it to mean, and therefore that's, you see, you believe because of rov. The words don't quite say that, but that's how they take it. But that's only going to help Petosis and Yevamis. We still have to fish for another source, another basis for the Nemanis, according to Tosis here, because Tosis says, you don't have a raya from Sachin because you have a rov. Okay, but you have a raya from two other Gemaras and Yevamis. Okay, so now why you believe? Tosus didn't tell us. So the truth is, if you look at other Rishonim, if you look at the Muki Yosef and Yevamis and the Ritva, they give you another Sfaras, another interesting basis and halachic basis why there's a Nemanis. I read you from the Muki Yosef. It's on Daf Tez Zayin Amin Aleph and Daf Bei Haris in Yevamis. On the Gemara, one of the Gemaras that Tosus quoted, so he has the Gemara about the Yesh Lecha Edim. Okay, so he says the following. In Bava Omar, he said, why do you not believe in that Gemara? Because we knew that his parents were non-Jewish. Abu Bava Omar Yisrael Ani. O Ger Ani, meaning, and you don't know if the parents are non-Jewish. Neman, B'somchin Al Tiv L'chol Davar, sounds like for every halacha. Why? The milsa de aviva le'agluyehu. It's something that ultimately will become known. Gelo mishakir. There's a klal in halacha, comes up a lot in Yoredeya. It comes up when you get a kashrus in Yanin. Milsa de aviva le'agluyehu lo mishakir ba'imshi. Also in Evin Ezer. Here it's yichus related. Something that it's going to end up becoming verified. It can be verified later. So that fact that someone wouldn't lie because they're going to be looking very bad if it turns out that it's not what they're saying, and it's not impossible to find out. It's ultimately going to come out. So if you're saying something and you're going to make yourself look bad if it's going to come out not like what you're saying, so it's a milsa de avida ligluye, so the rule is lo mishakri ba'inshi. People don't lie about something that could ultimately become verified afterwards. Says the Muki Yosef, that's the basis of the Nemanis. V'hachi muchach me'ahu ovi kochavim v'solik v'achal p'sachim v'yushalayim terakamid p'sachim. And he brings the raya from our Gemara. So he uses our Gemara as a raya, but he gives you the reason. And l'chayra, that's the pshat natosis also, that the basis for the emanus is because Nosa Davida l'chluye. This is also something that's mentioned in the Ritva in Yevamos as well, Daf Mem Zayin.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I ask the Nimuka Yosef?
Yes.
So I think there's a lot of times though when a person wouldn't be lying, but they think they're Jewish, and it wouldn't necessarily come, like they wouldn't necessarily know that.
You mean they don't know themselves what it means to be Jewish? They could think that having a father that's Jewish is Jewish.
Right.
That's
thought their mother converted, but it was through a person who wasn't a good conversion, but they didn't know it's not a good conversion.
There was a gayrus in the family 2 generations back. I see. So it's a good point. I don't know what to say. It's a good, very good point. I'm assuming the assumption in the Tosis that we're reading and then Rishonim is that they're saying basically that the Yichus was straight. You know, you don't know anything, and they come and tell you that we are, you know, we're Jews straight through, and there was no gay, let's say this, there were no conversions in the family. Sometimes, you know, we ask those questions. Potential Masabi Kedushin asked that question just to be sure there isn't anything to check out. Are there any conversions in the Mishpacha going back that you were aware of? I guess because otherwise, you're right, you could have that concern that you're bringing up. Yeah. Maisa in the Shulchan Aruch, you have shitas on this. It's a sugya to look at, but just I'll mention this. I happen to get a little interested. I looked a little bit just in Yerideya, how it's brought. So you have in Hilchus Geirim, in Yerideya Reis Samaches. I mean, there's a Rambam here that he quotes. There's a whole, you know, there's more details that we didn't get into. But in Halacha Yud, Kusi or Kusis Sheba V'Aman Niskayarti V'Beisdin Shoproni Kara'ui. If a person just says, I went to a Beisdin, Eino Neman Lavo B'Kal Ach Yavi Eidin. Now a person says, I went through a Geiris in this Beisdin, is not believed unless they bring Eidin. V'Imri Inum Noagim Kedaka Yisrael. And if you see these people acting observant, V'Osim Ka Mitzvahs, Ha'Re'evu B'Cheskas Geirit Tzedek. There are no Edom to testify who the Beis Din was. The Afa Pukain and Ba'ul is Ari B'Yisrael, if they want to now marry into Kar Yisrael, Imasino Samach Yavu Edom. When it comes to Be'Nachasana, then you have to do the Mishas Vachakiros for the situation that the Geirus was proper. Oach Yitbu will be funny, or else do a Geirus L'Chumra in front of us now, Ho V'Huksiku Ovi Kilchabin. That's all of this is assuming that we're huksik or the kachavim, and they say they went through geirus and they've been practicing. So you can give them an aliyah, you can count them for a minyan, but you can't set up a siddur kedushin. That's per case where you knew the person was originally not born Jewish, but they're practicing now as a Jew. So you can give them all the privileges of being Jewish, but you still, when it comes to yichus, when it comes to marriage, you need to check it out. If he says, we don't know that there was a situation before that they weren't Jewish. He says, I'm a guy, but I went through Geirus. Neman, that's the Migo of Rabbeinu Tam, because he could have said you're Jewish. But then he brings the Kass of a Rambam, B'med V'mamurim B'eret Yisrael, B'osim V'hayom Shecheskas HaKosham B'cheskas Yisrael, B'chutz Lar Tzorch L'Aviraya, Shemal Asabi Yuchsin. Okay, so you have a Siman Shulchan Aruch to look at. It's not a simple matter of halacha. We're just talking a little bit from the, you know, on the surface, just from the Tosis, and the Gemara is relevant because this is one Gemara that's obviously brought as a potential raya. Just to finish the Tosis in Yevamos, so Tosu said, "Ein lomah the shiny hasan because of the robe. There's a robe everywhere." But Od Rai Mishmaitin, the Amal Rabbi Yehuda Yatanem Lipsos Benecha. That was the Rai we had in our Tosu as well. The Iu Gufei Kasher, El Deshav Nachidesur. He himself is considered Kasher, but he made himself Aser because he said, "I'm considered to be not Jewish." Avul Ba'al Baskoin Lapasla, but it won't create a problem if this person who now admitted to us, quote unquote, that he didn't have a proper Geirus, he's going to marry a Bas Kohen, she won't become a Halala, because basically we assume he's Jewish. then the earlier Gemara he thought is not a raya. The raya that he says go to another place. So this is defects that raya. Maybe Shemalohi Botkin Ella Imhu Yisrael Imrav Al Mishpachta Lohi Botkin. Okay, this is the Indian that comes out of the first Tosis on this Gemara. Let's at least start a little bit on the next one, and we'll probably finish this more tomorrow. There's a lot of interesting raids on the next Indian, but at least we'll read it a little bit now inside just to get our feet wet. Me'alya Mika Safalach. So what was the question that Rav Yehuda ben Becerra asked this non-Jew? Did they give you to eat from the aliyah? Which obviously was a trick, because aliyah doesn't get eaten. But Tosu says, wait a second, it depends. Sometimes it does get eaten. Afagab de gedi ein aliyah so kereva. Even though, now Karban Pesach could be one of two things. It could be a goat, or it could be a lamb, right? Both are called seh. Seh kivasim, seh izin. So the halacha is that if it's a gedi, and we have mishnayos later in Pesachim, that some people have their palates are different. Some people like gedi, the taste of gedi, roasted gedi. Some people like roasted lamb. Yeah, and that the question of not knowing what the eved that the rab told him go this kind of carbon pesach. He didn't know which one his master had in mind. Those who remember mishnayos and Pesachim, these are the two types of carbon pesach. But there's another distinction, not just the taste, but the halacha. By gedi, ein al yaso kreva. The gedi, the aliyah, is not put on the mizbeach. So how do you maybe say or know what it was that was going to be a trick? After all, the aliyah of the gedi would be eaten. Ro pischeim hayotle. So the simple answer Tosha says is most of the carbon pesach that they brought were sheep, and therefore the aliyah did go on the mizbeach. Oh, shema he did go. Or the story doesn't get recorded exactly in full. He told him that it was a keves. Okay, now we have a new Indian. But Yehuda ben Becerra obviously was not in Yerushalayim to tell directly. So the way that he was going to communicate was through this code that the person would expose himself. So why didn't he go up to the Olah Regel? Now, really, Rabosai, this question can be formulated as a double question. What question would you be asking? Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra do what? If you were to ask the question, how could you ask the question in two different ways, or you can make it two different questions? Somebody knew? Let me hear from somebody there.
All the Jews go up to Olah Regel, so wouldn't he just
one question. But it got to be Olah, it's a mitzvah of the Olah Regel. But separate from that, there's another mitzvah that you could talk about. Why didn't he do what mitzvah?
Yehuda ben Becerra,
why didn't he do the mitzvah of?
Korban Pesach.
So keep in mind, when Tosfos is going to give answers, we have to understand what was his question and how do the answers directly answer it. The words that Tosfos are using in his question is, why didn't the Olah Regel? But now we have to figure out, but really the question is another. You know, there's really a few questions in one, and Tosfos is sort of mixing it together. In the words of Tosfos, as we'll now read it, Tosfos starts by saying Olah Regel, and then he brings it in terms of being parted from Karban Pesach. L'chora, these are not necessarily identical. Obviously, when you're going to be coming to be Olah Regel for Pesach, you're also bringing Karban Pesach. But L'chora, just because something is an answer for one, doesn't automatically follow that it should answer the other one. And Tosfos kind of puts it all in one category. That's where you get a lot of Achronim very riled up here. What is Tosfos really doing here in his answers? There's really two distinct questions that should be addressed, and they could be taken separately. Tosfos is wondering, why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra be Olah Regel? Now, that's one of two possible questions. But Tosfos begins to address that. Yesh lomar, shelo haya lo karka. Oh, so let's stop. Lo haya lo karka. Where does this come from? Someone who has no karka is patur from aliyah Olah Regel. So Rabbi said, where are we coming from? Where does this halacha originate? Where does it say that? So he doesn't have karka. So what? So someone has no karka doesn't do Olah Regel. Why not?
Is there a pussy that says like they'll for sure be protected? Their land will be protected if they go to do Olah Regel.
That's exactly right. So it's a Gemara, and the Gemara it's a later Gemara Daf Ches on the base. If you just turn your Gemara to Daf Ches on the base, it's based on that pussy. The pasuk says, "Loyachmat ishes artzcha baloscha leroshes pnei Hashem." Nobody's going to covet your land, your artzcha, when you're going to be olaregel. So take a look on the chesed days. The Gemara quotes Rav Ami. It's about 10 lines after they get wide. Look at the Rav Ami. The Amar Rav Ami. Kol Adam sheyesh lo karka ole leregel, v'she'ein lo karka ein ole leregel. That's what it's based on. The pasuk says, "Oyachem ishes artzcha." So, the people oregel are people who own land, and the havtacha comes that no, you won't be nervous when you leave your real estate because everything is going to be just fine when you get back. So that's the halacha of Adam she'ein lo karka ein ole regel. The Tosis is referencing that Gemara. He doesn't directly quote it, but I think Avinu Peretz does quote it, not mistaken. He says, "Lahayu l'regel l'fisha yezaken." That's the other point. Inan lahayu l'karka, the cave and shalayu l'karka. You put the milalos, and they tell you the parentheses to the command of chesam days. The Tosis number one Tosis says, "Ein l'karka." Okay. Next, now we're both right away asked the question. So that explains why he's parted from what? The Gemara Daf Chesam Beis is talking about what mitzvah? How does that take care of Karban Pesach? So let's continue. So she says another point. Oh, Zakin Haya, he was older. He can't go by foot, and if he can't go by foot, the patur. Mipesach kimo meriya. The Tosus here brings in now Karban Pesach and says, just as you're parted from the Iya because you can't be Lalach Lagrav, it's a Shalosh Regalim. There's a Mar Chagiga talks about someone who doesn't have the ability to walk whatever from whatever place to whatever place. It has to do with the men, with Azara, the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. If he doesn't have the ability to go Beraglav, they're parted from the Lila Regal. And here Tosus throws in, you're part of Pesach just like the little regel. Now, when Tosus says, the part of Pesach, is this going only on the Inami? On the Old Zaken, or it's going on both? Presumably it's going on both. The Tosus is recognizing that what he said initially and what he says now are going to extend not just to the mitzvah of the regel, but to the mitzvah of Pesach. So you have two possibilities that would exempt him both from the regel and also from Pesach. Either Engel Karka or Zakin Haya and Yachalach Beraglav. The Patami Pesach meaning going on both. But of course, this is a Pele, because why should that be? Where do we find such a thing? This is the question that was asked by the Mishnah Lamelech in the beginning of Hilchos Karban Pesach. The Mishnah Lamelech is very bothered by this Rambam. By this Tosus. Where did I have it somewhere here. Trying to find the lesson of the Mishnah Lamelech. Yeah, here it is. Very beginning of Hilchos Karban Pesach. This is the Mamam Hilchos Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, "Ach Reishi Latosvus." The kind of the Pesachim, the Kashru, he quotes our Tosis. The Pati Mipesach Kmo B'Re'iya. V'lo Yadati, Hecha Remiza Dahani Tiri Mipesach. The Gemara says, a Zokain is Pati from Achilas a Pesach because he can't eat a Kezayis. If he can't eat a Kezayis, he's Pati from Pesach. So the fact that he can't be Ola Regel is not enough to Pati from Pesach. That's a very difficult, you have to know what to make of this. We'll see the tzrach, we'll have to get into this, and it's one thing to think about. Then there's another point, Tosus says, Inami, let's finish the Tosus just for today, then we'll get into these inyanim more tomorrow, and maybe if we can go a little weiter, we'll see. Inami, another teretz. Nitzivin chutz laretzi. He was a nitzivin, that was the message that they sent, that you live in nitzivin, and your tent, your net is spread out in Yerushalayim. Where was Nitzivin? It was Chutz Laretz. Kedemuchach, the Sifrei, Pashas Ve'ei. I'll soon read you the Sifrei in a second. Ve'ol B'tavim Yerushalmi, the Erech, the Akad, the Chalni, the Eretz Shinar, The Turgum Bahadas and Nitzivin Vikatisvi. So now this is Mamas Apella. What is Tosa saying? Nitzivin was in Chutzra Aretz. So this is also Chidush Agabi Chidush, this Tosis. What is Tosis saying in effect? In effect, Tosis saying, if he lived in Chutz La'aretz, then therefore there's no mitzvah of what? So we have no Ilu Regel and no Pesach. Here, it's not just a problem for Pesach. We have to know Tosis Mokar on Ilu Regel too. Here we don't have a Gemara like the Gemara Daf Ches about Engel Karka. Engel Karka is a Gemara Daf Ches Gabi Ilu Regel. Zaken Shein Yochalach Beragav Tzimor Chagiga. Chutz La'aretz, being Patmi Oregel, where does it say? And if you're going to find a Makkah for that, we still have to figure out where's the Ptur Pesach. But Tosus apparently took them together. Apparently, all we need to do is figure out a Ptur for Lila Regel, because Tosus took Pesach in the same breath. He says, the Patmi Pesach Mo Meri'iyah. So there's a lot of things that have to be sorted out. We have to look at the Mitchas Chinuch, the Tzlach. There's a lot of interesting in Yanim that come out of this issue. But just to end, just a lighter note, in terms of the Cheshbon that Tosus makes from the Sifri and Parshas Re'eh, and just to appreciate a little bit now, Asis Me'tshuva, Eretz Yisrael, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, I was intrigued by the reference to the Sifrei. Where is there a Sifrei and Parshas Re'eh? The Tosus doesn't say anything, but Sifrei Parshas Kedemuchach B'Sifrei Parshas Re'eh. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes it, and then has a question from the Sifrei Parshas Re'eh. So let's hear, what is he talking about? The Lashon of the Tosfos of Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, Inami, so he makes it more clear what the Teretz is. Tosfos leaves it blank. He says, Chutz La'aretz. Okay, what, so what? Rabbeinu Peretz, Inami ha'yadar b'chutz la'aretz, ba'adar b'chutz la'aretz, eino chayiv la'alos l'regel. Okay, so Rabbeinu Peretz is on the record. We don't know his source, but he's on the record. Adar b'chutz la'aretz eino chayiv la'alos l'regel. But then he continues. Ba'af al-gav dekatani b'sifri pashas ve'ei ma'iseh v'rav Yehuda b'b'seira v'rav Yimashi b'nchara shay yotze b'chutz la'aretz. Yeshu omar de'osa ma'iseh ha'yakodim sinisyashe v'nitzivin. So you read the Rabbeinu Peretz, what's the impression? He says, Nitziv was in Chutz La'aretz, he doesn't even need to prove it, fine. And he says, there's a Sifrei that says that they were leaving Hayyotzin b'Chutz La'aretz, they were going out to Chutz La'aretz. That Ma'aseh was before he got settled. A strange thing. So I was curious, what is a Sifrei exactly? So I found the Sifrei, and I found two stories about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabosei, keep this in mind. What did Tosus say? He quotes a Sifrei, Kedemuchach b'Sifrei, that what? What did Tosus quote from the Sifrei? That what? To prove what? What did Tosus quote from the Sifrei? Kedemuchach b'Sifrei, that what? What did Tosus need to prove from the Sifrei? What point? What? The Chutz La'aretz. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, he is the Chutz La'aretz. There's a Sifrei that says the Rebbe Bezeira was leaving Eretz Yisrael. So between the Tosfos and the Peretz, something is not matching. Is the Sifrei in talking about a Raya that's even Chutz La'aretz, or is the Sifrei talking about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira leaving Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is the two stories, and the two stories don't quite mesh. But let me read you the two stories. The Sifrei on the pasuk the Yashavta Ba'artsam, before Shlishi, right around Shlishi is where it is, in Re'eh. The Yashavta Ba'artsam, right after Shlishi, I think. The Yashavta Ba'artsam, when Hashem is going to wipe out the nations that are in Eretz Yisrael, that I'm bringing you to that land, the Arashto Osam, Yashavta Ba'artsam. The Arashto Osam, Zakta Sifrei, story number one. Ma'iseh, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Masya ben Charash. Okay, so you see, this is probably the story that Rabbeinu Peretz had in mind. Because he mentions Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Masya ben Charash. So this is story number one. Rabbi Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Chanina the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, that's the third person, Rabbi Yonasan, four great Tanoim, Shayu Yotzim Chutz La'aretz. They were going out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlatz. Who was included? Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Behigiyu lepaltus. Paltus is a place. It's a place in Chutzlatz. Same makom, the bottom, the papers in the bottom that I have. It's a place in Chutzlatz. And they got to that place. They left Eretz Yisrael. The Zachru es Eretz Yisrael. And they suddenly got tremendous nostalgic pains for Eretz Yisrael. Zakfu Einayim. They looked up. The Zogu de Moseim. And their eyes began to tear. The Karu Bigdehem. And they ripped their garments. The Karu Hamikra Zeh. And they read this pasuk. The Arashto Sam, the Ashafta Ba'art Sam, some of the Gir Savi Rishtem, or some of the Shaftem, but a different pasuk. The Chazru Ubau and Komam, they had an about face. They were so traumatized by being in Chutz Laretz for this short amount of time, they went right back. Amru, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos Tibat Torah. This is a famous saying in Chazal. This is where you have it in the Sifrei. They turned around and went back. You hear Rabbi say, so who turned around and went back? Who turned around and went back to Eretz Yisrael? The four Tanayim mentioned. And who was the first of the four? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, with the other three. They couldn't tolerate being in Chutz Laretz. They went back to Eretz Yisrael. That's story number one. What did Rabbi Peretz say? I have such a story. He says, O Samaisa, how you called him to Nishyashi ben Itzivin. The story that we just read, I just read you the story, that they couldn't be even for a short time in Chutz Laretz. They got to Paltus and they turned back. That was before Yehuda ben Beseira ended up living in Itzivin. But Tosis quoted a Sifri that proves it's even as Chutz Laretz. Where's that? Where's that Sifri? That's the next story. That's the next story. Umaisa. Next story. The Rabbi Eliez, Rabbi Loza ben Shamua, different people. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, two Tanayim. Shayahochin Linitzivim, Eitzel, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Lomot Heimenu Torah. So these two great Tanayim, Loza ben Shamua and Yochanan HaSandler, were going to learn Torah by Yehuda ben Beseira in Nitzivin. Rabosa here. The Higil at Sidon. They got to a place, Sidon, which is already Chutz Laretz. They're not even yet at Nitzivin. They're going to learn Torah by the Holy Yehuda ben Beseira. They got to Sidon. The Zachu es Eretz Yisrael. And these two Tanayim, again, they started getting nostalgic pains from Eretz Yisrael. Zachu Einayim, Maisa. Repeats itself with the other Tanayim. The Zogu de Moseyan, the Koru Bigdeyan, the Koru Amikur Hazer, and so on. Chazu Bo Lehem Lemkomam, they didn't go to the Tzivin. They only got as far as Tzidon. Amru Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, Shkul Kenegi, the Koru Mitzvah Torah. Now think about it. Tosis quotes in its Sifrei from Parsha Sve'ei that shows Nitzivin was Chutz Laretz. That's the second story. Because the two Tanayim didn't get there because they couldn't bear leaving Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Peretz takes for granted the Sivan's Eretz Chutz Laretz, and he asked, but Rabbeinu ben Beseira didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. No, he did eventually. But the very story that starts us off has him coming back. It comes that unbelievable thing that Rabbeinu ben Beseira at some point left Eretz Yisrael, couldn't bear leaving Eretz Yisrael, turned back around with his colleagues back to Eretz Yisrael. Shkua Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael Kineged Kol HaMitzvos Tibat Torah. But Lamaisa, the very next story, right afterwards, finds him in the Tzivin, which apparently happened afterwards. So even though he couldn't go to Chutz Laretz the first time, he obviously did make his way to Chutz Laretz, and he had a yeshiva there, and he lost Talmidim because of that. I don't know exactly what to make of all of it, but certainly you see the message of Yisha Eretz Yisrael, obviously, but at the same time you see the nuanced message of it. You see Shkua Yeshiva Zel Kineged Kol HaMitzvos Tibat Torah, and it's clearly true. Rabosai, I have to tell you, just because I'm speaking already, in the last week, Baruch Hashem, Talmidim call me from past years, whatever, I can't tell you, I can probably count on more than one hand, not two hands fully, but more than one hand, the amount of Talmidim that have told me in the last week or so, one or two of them I knew already, but that they're making Aliyah. This one is making Aliyah after Yontif. This one's making Aliyah, in another 3 years when they finish the residency. It's like, it's unbelievable, you know. Just thinking to myself, Mamash Isha Eretz Yisrael. But Mitzad Sheni, it doesn't mean, therefore, that someone is second class. But Maisa, you see, the same one who understood that Yisha Eretz Yisrael Shkul Kenegu Kol Mitzvahs. And when the time came and he left Eretz Yisrael for the first time, it wasn't right. He went back. He couldn't be there. But you see, Lamaisa, he had a Malkum in Etzivin. And even if he was in Etzivin, Mitzudaso Prusa Yerushalayim. And he had the Hashpa. And maybe that was, I was just thinking, maybe that was like a bit of a Nechama that they were sending him. I'm just giving you a suggestion. I don't know. Libi Omerli, I didn't see this anywhere. But why does the story end the way it does? Okay, it's a nice happy ending to the story. That they caught the guy and they realized he wasn't real, he was an imposter. Like, okay, so the Gemara gives us the end of the story. I was thinking that maybe it was a Nechama for him. Why are they trying to tell him here? Yeah, you gave a good Eitzah because we were able to catch the guy. Look how they put it. What did they tell him? You should know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you are in Etzivin. But the At ben Etzivin, Shalom Alach, the At ben Etzivin, Mitzudascha Prusa B'Yerushalayim. What they're trying to say is, they knew that he had in his history a feeling, probably, that maybe he was felt guilty. He lost his Ashpa in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And he left once and he couldn't bear leaving. But then he ended up leaving. He ended up in Etzivin and he settled there. He had his yeshiva there. And some Talmidim wouldn't go to learn by him because they couldn't bear it. And they were trying to tell him, if you're the Beseira, you should know, even though you're there, you have Hashpa here. Even though you're not with us in Eretz Yisrael, you have your Hashpa stretches out to Eretz Yisrael as well. I think in light of the two stories of the Sifrei, I think maybe the end of the story now, Gemara, speaks a little bit to that history. Again, I can't tell you, there's more here, but this is what I think at this point I would take from the two stories. And it also is true for all of us. We have to understand, obviously, those who can make it in Eretz Yisrael, Ein Lecha Mitzvah Gedolah Mizu in that regard. But no one should see, therefore, that if it's not going to work out for whatever the reasons, we can also be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we have a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which is, in terms of Zman, it's a time that's Miyuchad, but there's also the Koach HaTzibur, the rest of the year. So there's a Koach of Kal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Miyuchad, it's a special place, it's B'chol Karenu Elav, there's a direct connection. But Lamaisa, there's also a way to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Eretz Yisrael to the extent that we seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, and Koach HaTzibur, maybe some of what we can take away on the side from this Gemara. Okay, we'll try to get more into these inyanim with the Tosus, and maybe try to go on a little weiter tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow's year is a little earlier. Yashar Koyach, everybody. I'm sorry that we had to do it the way we did with the phone, but Baruch Hashem, Yashar Koyach for listening. And,
Rebbe.
Okay. Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.